This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. President Draupadi Murmu today said the Indian diaspora represents the true picture of India to the global community. President Murmu said the Indian diaspora has excelled in all fields, including medicine and technology. The president was addressing the valedictory function of the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas convention this afternoon at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. The president also conferred the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman to distinguished members of the Indian diaspora for their excellence in different fields before her address. Earlier, the president visited different pavilions, including the Orissa Pavilion, which showcases the state's exquisite art and craft, including hand-woven saris, intricate filigree work, and other traditional masterpieces. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that he wants solutions to all the problems by 2047 for a Viksit Bharat. He emphasized that there should be 100% delivery of government schemes, calling it a true form of social justice and secularism. Mr. Modi stated this in an interview with leading entrepreneur Nikhil Kamath. The Prime Minister highlighted that to be successful in politics, one must have dedication, commitment, be a good team player and make themselves available for the people. Mr. Modi also underlined that he believes good people should continuously enter politics and they should do with a mission, not just ambition. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is committed to transforming the Indian police forces into smart forces to successfully meet the challenges of policing as well as internal security. Mr. Shah said this while carrying a review meeting at the Bureau of Police Research and Development in New Delhi today. During the meeting, Mr. Shah took a special review of the efforts and initiatives by the Bureau of Police Research and Development towards the implementation of the new criminal laws. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, L. Murugan, said that India is rapidly progressing toward the vision of achieving Viksit Bharat by 2047, driven by effective government and policies and initiatives. The minister was inaugurating the Sugatha Sukmavanam program at APPM Vocational Higher Secondary School in Avaneswaram, Kollam today. The initiative aims to honor the late poet and environmentalist Sugatha Kumari by planting 11,340 saplings across 126 schools in Kerala to mark her 90th birth anniversary. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, has extended his greetings to the people of the state on the joyous occasion of Sarok. He expressed his hope that the celebration would bring everyone peace, prosperity and happiness. In his message, the governor said festivals foster diversity, creativity and civic pride, contributing significantly to our overall psychological well-being. Such festivals strengthen our moral fabric and play a vital role in preserving and passing down our rich cultural heritage and customs, the governor further added. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta called on the governor, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak at Raj Bhavan today in Itanagar. They discussed the developmental progress of the state. The Chief Secretary informed the governor of the state's effort to propel development in all the spheres, and a proposal for a conference of deputy commissioners has been planned to address the implementation of Sasakt Arunachal. The governor stressed that regular inspections and reviews need to be carried out for central and state governments' sponsored programs and policies. He underscored the review of programs which have been committed by the Prime Minister, including eradication of tuberculosis by 2025. The governor appreciated the state's efforts and advised the Chief Secretary to include issues which emerged during his numerous visits to the districts. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a social media post today, expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for releasing over 3,000 crore as a tax devolution installment for Arunachal Pradesh. This crucial support will strengthen the state's fiscal capacity, enabling the timely execution of key infrastructure projects, strengthening welfare schemes for marginalized communities, and driving sustainable economic growth in the region. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.